In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, that I may see, as the blind man, and he was granted beyond his expectations. Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole. This man made a petition because of the infirmity of his body, and he is healed in his body and soul. Our Lord connected in his miracle the sensorial sight and the sight of faith. Regarding the sight of faith, everyone is somehow blind. A lack of exercise of the virtues of faith reduces the sight of faith that consists in seeing the reality of this world as God sees it. This sight of faith is a condition to behave as a child of God, and it is the grace of the gift of science. The gift of science makes us able to give the same importance to the creation as the Creator does. It is a way to dismiss a distraction that is contrary to God and to order this earthly life to our eternal end. In other words, to live in this world without being from it. Another grace of this gift of science is to stay free from the anguish and threats of this world, first from the temptation and also from all that lead us to anger or fear. A Christian can't be intimidated if he has our Lord as model. No fear and no presumption. Saint Luke, in his Gospel, places that moment with the description by our Lord of his own passion. All the apostles heard the description of the passion of the Lord. They all knew Isaiah and the Psalms of David. Now it is from the mouth of the Lord himself that they hear about the passion. They did not understand the meaning, the full meaning of what remains a mystery. Even though our Lord was named the Lamb of God by St. John at the beginning of his ministry. In St. Matthew, we realize how far went the misunderstanding. St. Thomas even said, "Let's go with him and let's die with him." None of the apostles behaved so when the Lord suffered his passion. At that moment, our glorious apostles did not have the gift of science and a complete sight of faith. When we want to be as brave as St. Thomas, we are like children who think that nothing is impossible for a brave heart. Our Lord probably smiled at St. Thomas and his naive courage. At some point, it is time to make the same petition made by the blind man. Lord, have mercy on me. Let's recognize our limits, our spiritual darkness, and let's beg for some light. We can notice that Jesus commanded the man to be brought to him after he suffered to be rebuked and told to hold silent. We are called by the good Lord. We are brought by the Holy Church through the communion of the saints and the sacraments. Then we raise our hearts to the Lord and we make our acts of faith despite difficulties and contradictions. The importance of our petitions and the importance of our acts of faith are here connected. The good Lord longs to receive our petition that he has already granted in anticipation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.